welcome back to The Expert View. In this episode, we're going to talk about internal VAT controls. We've spoken previously about external factors influencing your VAT compliance function, like e-invoicing, like digital reporting requirements. Now we're going to talk with Manuela Blokvic from Envista, who's going to take us through VAT controls within her business, Envista. Welcome, Manuela.
Thank you, Lisa, for an introduction, and hello, everybody. Yeah, before I talk about the actual controls, I want to give you a very small introduction on who is the Envista Group and what we are doing. So Envista is a brand that combines a lot of well-known brands for the dental market. For example, Nobel Biocare producing the implants, or Omco having the braces and brackets. You may know if you have teenage kids, or Matrix doing loops and special lights for doctors. And that all together is under the Envista Group with several group entities. We have 12,000 employees globally with a revenue of 2.3 billion. It increased even last year. I mentioned 30 more brands and experience of more than 125 years. And by selling consumables needed by a dentist or a dental lab, we have several typical VAT topics. And before I talk about the actual controls in a multinational, and especially when working with a shared service center, I want to give you a couple of examples of the challenges I had in the last 3 years when Envista was moving to the shared service center. And one of the biggest challenges is probably that the Envista Group has so many separate group entities. And all the group entities have their VAT registrations and their own businesses. And they also use different ERP systems. So partly companies using SAP, but partly also Oracle. Then there are a lot of changes. There are acquisition mergers. Companies are sold. There is a lot of, the groups are very active. And so there are always changes. So it never gets boring. But it also means there are constant changes for VAT purposes. We have also, you may know that if you work with a shared service center, a certain fluctuation of employees, which we also need to deal with. We do have US companies being registered in Europe, and the understanding and the awareness of VAT in the US teams is quite a different one to what you're used to in Europe. Also, the responsibilities within the shared service center between the VAT team and the shared, the general ledger accountants is split. We also have local finance teams maybe sometimes taking care of VAT compliance. And last but not least, we take care of indirect tax compliance in-house, but we also outsource. So those are the main drivers for the controls we are actually talking about. And maybe just to give you some numbers, and maybe first a question for you. Do you know how many VAT registrations your group has to manage? And what does it mean in terms of declaration to be filed on a monthly basis? And how many people are involved? So in Envista, we have 100 VAT registration. But we have, that means on a monthly average basis, 150 declarations to be submitted. And that is taken care of by 55 different people. So you can already see where the issues are coming from and what topics we need to discuss. So the question is, how do you control that if you have such a wide range of and a lot of people taking care of VAT compliance? And where we go, maybe you can then also have a look at the slides. Controls to be implemented. It starts actually very easy. And you may do that in an Excel. You need an overview. You need to know how many VAT registration you are handling and managing. And what are the exact legal names? What are the VAT numbers? What are the actual tasks? Is this monthly or quarterly return? Are the company obliged to file interest at declaration, easy sales listing, any other specific declaration, maybe on an annual basis, right? There's all kind of information you need to know. And then you need to know who's handling that. If there are any issues, who do you contact? Is that a declaration which is maybe outsourced? Then you also need to have the contact details of the advisor, or you need to know where to get that. So it actually starts very easy, but it can be quite a cumbersome exercise to get all those information together. And once you have that information, I strongly recommend to implement an electronic compliance tracking tool. There are a couple of those on the market, but that will allow you to have easy access, and it will allow you all the other people responsible for indirect tax also having access. You can register the people responsible for compliance so they get an automated reminder, let's say 5 days before the due date, right? So declarations cannot easily get forgotten. They also need to upload a copy to the tool, so you always have access to the copies of the declarations. It's also an archiving function. And very important for SOX companies, the reviewer, the manager, then can also click that he reviewed and approved the declaration. And by doing that in that electronic tool, you even have it documented, which is quite important for SOX. But submitting on time is just half of the job done, right? You also need to ensure the declarations are submitted correctly. And there are a couple of things you could do to ensure that the quality is increasing. And I think the main thing is probably to have a standardized template for all entities and users. That will allow you to build in standard checks, right? It could be simple checks like, do you reconcile the declaration for VAT purpose with the intrastat declaration? Are the VAT numbers for the intra-community supplies of the customer, are those valid? Are they checked at fees? Simple things you can put in all in the standardized template. Maybe also the VAT reconciliation. We found that often that got forgotten, but this is a very important part of the VAT compliance to have those reconciliation. If you have those standard templates also for you, for the VAT manager, or if you're heading up the VAT team, that's important. It's easy to read for you, because if all companies use the same template, it's much easier to find your way through because you're already used to that. Also, if you're handing over, if there are changes in the team, somebody else is taking over the entity, they already used to the same template. So it's not that difficult anymore. And of course, on top of that, not just only the standardized template, organize VAT trainings. That could be about very general VAT topics or very specific, just how do I do a VAT reconciliation? How do I read certain reports in SAP or in Oracle? So if you have if you have trainings, then this is quite useful, especially for the GL accountants who are not VAT specialists, right? So for them, it would be even more important than for your own VAT team. And then still on top of both of that, I would recommend to do spot checks from time to time, and then maybe per region or per country, whatever is more suitable for your entity. And having that all together, you remember I mentioned that some of the VAT compliance is outsourced. I would try to streamline the advisory part or the compliance part done by advisors, because it doesn't make sense to have one entity with 15 VAT registration and have 14 different VAT advisors taking care of the VAT compliance. If you just have one advisor, it's much easier. You know who you need to contact. In the best case, you only submit one file of data and not 14 different files. It's also for the admin efforts, right? You only need to set up one engagement letter. You need to read one or two invoices per month. So that will reduce a lot of admin effort for you. And it will also increase the quality of your VAT compliance. And maybe if you're lucky and you have some budget in your company, you could even think to go one step further, not only applying the compliance tracking tool, but also implementing certain controls, which you have maybe manually in the Excel files, on an electronic level by using robotics or specific software that can be developed in-house or even purchased from a third party. But yeah, I think that is another topic maybe for next presentation. Now, we talked about all the different controls you could put in. But if you talk to your head of tax or the CFO to get some budget for those tasks, what can you tell them? What is the result? What do you want to achieve with those? Yeah, several things. First, of course, it will increase the quality of the declaration, which in the end is minimizing the tax risk. But it also reducing cost. If you use standardized processes, you not only increase the quality of the declaration, you also allow the preparer and the reviewer to act faster. The same if you streamline the advisor, you're only sending out one pack of data instead of several. In the end, that will save time, and time is usually money. So that will maybe, even if you're lucky, allow you in the end to have maybe some internal discussion on how you can allocate resources to the VAT team, right? So how can you maybe have some GL accountants work shifted to the VAT team work by getting maybe additional resources, right? Those all kind of discussion you can then have with the leadership. So you save time, you save cost because you minimize the VAT and the tax risk. But also if you streamline advisory, you may save cost on the fees. It's much easier to negotiate a good fee arrangement if you just have one partner instead of arranging that with several partners. And very important, what we also mentioned before, you're SOX compliant and you can document your SOX processes. I thank you very much for your time, and I'm happy if you take maybe one or two ideas from my presentation to improve the VAT controls in your company. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Manuela. That was a fantastic presentation. I suppose the key point is really to understand your internal VAT processes so that you then have the agility to adapt to any of those external factors that we've spoken about so often, and the multiple changes that we are seeing coming down the line. So again, Manuela, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to TBI Expert View. As always, if you enjoyed the conversation, please share and subscribe to get notified when a new episode is released. Bye for now.